I'm Ryan Wolfe, and this is Salilo's story. Corrections Officer Salilo is a pretty big unit. The kind of guy who, up for it Saturday night troublemakers take one look at and then quietly slink away. It was no surprise to learn he started out as a nightclub doorman and then became a bodyguard, working for a security company doing close protection. But Salilo's imposing physicality is tempered with a natural sensitivity and gentleness. He says he's always had the ability to diffuse difficult situations by talking, listening, and reasoning with people. Those life skills, along with his personal values and desire to work with people and make a difference, led Salilo to become a corrections officer. And corrections are lucky to have him. Today, Salilo runs a specialised unit at a Waikato corrections facility. He's a softly spoken guy, thoughtful and considered. And when we first sat down to chat, I asked him whether he really thought his work was in fact making a difference. If he could give an example of what change meant to him. He thought about this for a few moments, then started telling me a story. There was this one guy, Salilo said. Big fella. Bad reputation. Threatening presence. Always quiet and withdrawn. Wouldn't talk. He's in here because, well, he needs to be. He's hurt people. Done bad things. But even though this prisoner wouldn't talk to me, I reassured him. Said any issues, you know where to find me. A couple months later, the man came up to Salilo and handed him a stack of paper that said, "Please read me," on the front. It was his journal. "You sure you want me to read your journal?" Salilo asked. "Yeah, mister," the prisoner said. "I do." It was a harrowing read, detailing a lifetime of emotional and mental trauma and abuse, his shame and regret at what had happened, and what he'd done to others. Articulate, authentic, and for Salilo, both confronting and humbling. Salilo encouraged the man to share the journal's content, his thoughts and feelings, his truth, with his family, who had no idea of the abuse suffered, some of the things that had gone on. Salilo says the prisoner was able to express to them his shame and remorse and regret. All the stuff he'd been internalizing for years came pouring out. And after that, things changed. The man was calmer. Everyone around him, safer. By showing empathy, communicating honestly, and being prepared to listen and try to understand, Salilo had instinctively modeled the behavior the man needed to see if he was to own his offending and begin the process of change. He still has a long, long way to go, Salilo says, but it was a significant move in the right direction.